Hey guys, Property Search, think Gladfish. I'm Brett Leggerwood and this is Property Rant. So today, it's why Aussie property, okay? So obviously we've moved into Aussie property, selling Aussie property. Obviously, I'm Australian, so I've been there for many years. I've actually been out for 15 years, but it's amazing I've still kept abreast of the market and I'm still involved in the market over there. And so basically what we're looking at or what we're doing now is effectively property up and down the East Coast. So sorry, Perth, and of course Adelaide, we're not really looking at either. But certainly East Coast, Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, absolutely. Gold Coast, Springfield. Certainly when it comes to Brisbane and surrounds, that's an area that we know very well and that's where most of my contacts are. But we've got a number of developers and this is all new stock and primarily house and land is what I'm going for more than apartments. I think it's a better market, a more stable market. The apartment, it doesn't mean we haven't got apartments, we have. And they do come up, but depending on where we are in the cycle, you'll see things come in and out and different areas come in and out. Because the one thing about Brisbane and Sydney and Melbourne is they are all micro markets. So it's all good to sit here and say, oh yeah, I want to invest in Australia. Yeah, Australia is a big place, okay? Yes, there's only 25 million people, but the reality is they're spread out very far. So the fundamentals remain exactly the same as most other countries, okay? But what you've got to realize is that the fundamentals are slightly different, whereas in London, everything's compact, okay? And you know, even towns in the UK are very compact, or Spain, or any of these sort of places. Actually, Australia is very spread out, and people drive a lot. I mean, I have a tyre company over there, and it's amazing that the tyres we sell are very different from what we sell, we would sell in, say, Europe and things like that, because of the distances that people drive. You know, it's nothing for someone to drive 40 minutes an hour to work, to and from work every day, okay? Public transport's nowhere near what it is in most other capitals because it just doesn't need to be, okay? Because people are spread out. Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, you know, it's a great market to invest in, politically stable, you know, all the bits and pieces. In fact, it's amazing how I went from the Australian market to the UK market and I virtually don't have to change the things I talk about in terms of principles and processes and how to get a mortgage and all these sort of things. It doesn't change, okay? So if you've been investing in the UK and look, Aussie property, if you're in the UK and you're looking to buy Aussie property, you're probably an expat. I'd say if you're in the UK, I wouldn't go back to Australia unless there's a reason drawing you to it. Stick to the UK market. It's virtually the same cycles and all those sort of things. Not the same timing of the cycle, but the same cycles it goes through. But if you're an Aussie sitting there in the UK and you're thinking, you know what, I'm not going to be here forever, I do want to get back to Australia, then give the team a call because actually we can definitely help you. So house and land is our big thing, and that's why I really like house and land, because you can know the market and you know the areas. We can manage it for you. You know, we've got Shane and Richard in Aussie that can look after things. And the great thing about that is we know the areas. You know, we've got the men on the ground. We're dealing with developers that we know and we've proven and we've worked with for many years. Okay, so this, I mean, look, it's a great and it's a fantastic, you know, place to invest. And, you know, Aussie is only getting better. You know, it's one of those places where people think that everyone owns a kangaroo in their backyard and people think the sun always shines blue. It does, okay, certainly in Brisbane. Not so much in Melbourne. Melbourne's more like London weather, but it certainly gets hot in summer, okay? But look, great fundamentals. And the good thing is the fundamentals are there's probably even more information available on Australian property than there is in the UK, okay? More detailed information, which is really good. The RP data there is fantastic. So you can really see what a property is worth and what properties around you are worth, and that works really well. But anyway, that gives you a bit of an idea of why Aussie property. You know, been in it for years and it's something that I'm really committed to doing. Okay guys, have a great day. Live with passion.